Today is a special day in history. On this date, July 18th in 1913, Karl Rolvaag, 31st governor of Minnesota, was born. And that has some special significance for our guest, Kristen Gary. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to be here, especially in Pledge Week.
Kristen, if you don't know, is the pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hovland. So tell us what that connection is.
Oh, well, Karl Rolvaag is my dad, and so it's kind of fun to have somebody ask about him.
Well, tell us about his connection to the Arrowhead. I know he liked to be out in the outdoors.
So. Well, he was really an outdoorsman and grew up being up in northern Minnesota himself, and then my grandparents made sure that the kids got up north, and then my dad had a long history of taking his family, us, up north, and then also was a real supporter of the outdoors in terms of any kind of legislation or trying to make sure that people in Minnesota had access to the outdoors and keeping places good to go to, and really loved to come up to mostly we went up to Itasca County for family vacations because that's where our cabin was, a little log cabin that my grandfather had built. But we also came sometimes up to places like Cook County and up the Gunflint. And so he's got lots of connections, had lots of connections up here.
Well, now your dad was in office during some pretty turbulent times.
Yep. Yep, there was, you know, we think about, I was listening coming in today and thinking about the state shutdown, and people forget that that's not the state shutdown is common, but that there always has been turbulent times, I think. And when my dad was in office, there was a civil rights movement, and there were, you know, lots of things going on throughout our country in terms of efforts to try to bring equality for people. And President Kennedy was assassinated during that time, and There was, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, things are usually, when we look back at history, we learn that things were never very easy for folks. So,
well, he was lieutenant governor for 8 years.
Yep.
And then
yep.
He had a 4-year term as 31st
yep.
governor.
Yep.
And that, just to put that in context, he was governor from March of 1963 to January 1967. So that period of time in the mid to late 60s was lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your grandfather a couple times, mm-hmm. and he's another special guy.
Yep, my grandfather was Ole Rolvaag, who was an author, a Norwegian immigrant, came from Norway as a very young man, gave up being a fishing boat fellow, and came over here to find a better education and better way of life and more opportunity, and became a college professor and wrote novels, and one of them, Giants in the Earth, is still published. A couple of them are still published and well-known in literature. And
it's pretty important book, Giants in the
really
Earth.
Really, it is. Yeah.
Kind of one of the early immigrants, and when we talk about immigrants now, we don't think about Norwegians because they're all over.
Right. But, it's a good thing that they're all over.
Oh, yeah. God, it's good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before I let you get back to whatever it is you're going to do this morning, I do want to know what it was like around the house to have a father who was a governor.
Around the house. Well, you know, for me, it was just pretty much the normal being a kid because you don't know what the difference is, you know, at that time. My dad was gone a lot. My dad was, I think, like a lot of people who serve in elected office, very committed to what he was doing. I don't think people really realize how much people who run for election care about the state and the people and, you know, or their township or county or whatever. And so I think you see a lot of people being very committed. There is a small group of people that he was often meeting with and working with and in the legislature. And, you know, he won the election for governor by 91 votes, and it was a long recount. It was a 3-month recount. And so, you know, the divisions are go back. That
it was
way,
Elmer too. Anderson.
Elmer Anderson,
so,
right.
Minnesota right. kind of does have a history.
We have a history. People forget that. Yeah, yeah. But for my brother and I, we just treasured so much the time of being at the cabin, I think, is kind of what gets you through all that
I think
stuff,
you're right
you
about people who are serious public servants. They don't have much of a private life.
No,
when they do,
they
it's valued by both them and their family.
Yeah. And, you know, for my dad, I think there were struggles. He became an alcoholic because there was so much, you know, drinking that went with campaigning at that time was part of it. And that was part of his nature of who he was. And then overcame that in the last last many years of his life. And so all of that is a part of the struggle, I think, that people face too. And it's what we grew up with. But he was a great guy, and I'm really thankful. And I never got to meet my grandfather. He died long before I was around. But it was nice to have.
There's plenty of memory around that.
There sure is, yep.
Well, thank you. We've been talking with Chris Gary. She's pastor up at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hovland. And we asked her in to kind of call attention to the fact that today is former Governor Karl Rohlbaugh's birthday.